A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. John tried to dissuade him. "It is I who need baptism from you," he said, "and yet you come to me." But Jesus replied, "Leave it like this for the time being. It is fitting that we should in this way do all that righteousness demands." At this, John gave in to him. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he came up from the water, and suddenly the heavens opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming down on him. And a voice spoke from heaven, "This is my Son, the Beloved. My favor rests on him." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
大家请坐。
Well, today on Easter, Feast of the Baptism of the Lord, I think we could ask three questions. Why was Jesus baptized? And secondly, how come we came to be baptized? And then we might ask ourselves, how are we living out our baptism? So it's always been said that Jesus didn't need to be baptized because of sin. He wanted to identify himself with the human race, with all human beings. And he wanted to take on, as it were, the faults and the sins of others. So in a sense, one might say, Jesus was baptized in solidarity with all of us. And as we know, it was the start of his public ministry. So commentators point out about three presences of God at the occasion of the baptism of Jesus. We heard about the heavenly voice from heaven, Jesus coming up from the water, and the Spirit of God was with him. Secondly, as I mentioned, we might ask ourselves, what about our own baptism? Do we know who baptized us? Do we know who initiated the process of getting us baptized? Do we know when our baptism was? Pope Francis suggested that we should all try to find out the date of our baptism and celebrate it just as importantly as a birthday. I myself was baptized 10 days after birth. I guess we can all identify parents as being primarily responsible for our baptism, and so today we might think about them and thank those who enabled us to be baptized. And our third question, how are we living out our baptism? One blessing of the fact that we are baptized is that we're here today. It's through our baptism, we might say, without being over dramatic, that we come to worship God in Mass. So our baptism has many influences upon us that we probably don't always consider. We might recognize that because of our baptism we become favored children of God, and it is a privilege. Some people suggest that the hardest thing to do in life is to be really ourselves. We don't have to imitate others or model ourselves on others. We are special children of God ourselves. So, as I said, some people suggest the biggest challenge in life is to be really ourselves as children and special children of God. It has been also said that baptism isn't just one event in life, because it should be influencing us every day. because we become children of God, brothers and sisters under the patronage of God. So baptism, as it were, continues in our life. Again, we might recognize that baptism is a special gift from God. A lot of people, as we know, admire Catholics and their faith, but they don't come to faith themselves. They say, there's something that stops me from really believing. So, baptism is a gift, a grace, and we should be thankful for it. So today we can hopefully quietly think of our own baptism, thank those who enabled us to be baptized, remind ourselves that our baptism isn't just a little event when we were babies, it's supposed to be a living reality that we're living out at the present time. And without being over dramatic, we might put ourselves in that scene that we heard from the Gospel and apply to ourselves the words that were spoken to Jesus. You are my son, you are my daughter, my beloved, my favour rests on you, and that favour lasts forever.